Rebcat Creations is delighted to publish Cadillac High, an original play written by Steve Gold. Rebcat Creations has adapted and edited the original script to be suitable for podcast with the author's full permission. Cadillac High is set in Buffalo, 2010, and it is a dark comedy about the opioid epidemic in America. And in particular, the story focuses on the way in which the painkiller, OxyContin, was merchandised to doctors via sales representatives and were prescribed by physicians in the surgeries. All the characters in this recording are fictitious.
Cadillac High. It's 2009, Buffalo, New York.
My name is Andrew Barber, Andy to you, and I have a PhD in pharmacology from the University of Rochester, not far from here in Buffalo. I'm also a proud immigrant, born Andrei Pașu from the Romania. My family and I were lucky enough to get out of Romania when Ceausescu was in power. He and his wife ended up being executed on Christmas Day, no less. Couldn't have happened to a nicer couple. Anyway, we settled here in upstate New York, and Andrei Pașu became Andrew Barber, and I lived happily ever after, right? Not quite, but I went to school, graduated, got a job, got married, I became a typical American. I didn't like working for someone else, so the first chance I got, I started my own company, Acme Pharmaceuticals. I had a room, a chair, and a desk, along with a bank loan and lots of ideas about drug development. And then, my wife, she came down with cancer. It was awful, she was in such pain, and the doctors, well, they treated the pain and they gave her morphine, and it worked at first, but she developed an intolerance for the morphine. They tried other stuff, but the pain never went away entirely. And then she died. Her agony was just awful. The doctors did not do enough to treat her pain. They just didn't care. So I decided to make it my life's mission to lessen the amount of pain in this world, to help others so they wouldn't have to go through what my wife went through.
Can you believe that guy? They gave an award for the biggest bullshit artist in history, and he would be a finalist. Well, I used to work for him, and I know the real story. He couldn't stand his wife. He couldn't wait to be rid of her. The day after she died, he bought a Lexus. That's how crushed he was. How many people would lie about something like that? Even I wouldn't do that. No. Andy got into painkillers to make a pile of money. Making money is reason enough. You don't have to justify it by making up a phony story of nobility. But that's Andy. When he saw what Purdue Pharma was doing, selling painkillers for treating cancer to non-cancer patients, he saw that they were cleaning up, so he wanted to get in on the action too. Now, when I say painkillers, I don't mean Tylenol. I'm talking about opioids like OxyContin, the kind of stuff that could knock out an elephant in small doses, so you can just imagine what it does to people. The way Andy described it, pain is pain, whether it's a migraine, a backache, or cancer. I don't have a medical background, so I believed him. We started with OxyContin, which made us a shit ton of money. Yeah, one of our biggest sellers was Actiq, A-C-T-I-Q, which is a synthetic opioid made of fentanyl citrate. Actiq was originally made for patients with intense cancer pain, but we were able to get doctors to prescribe it for things it was not designed for, such as arthritis and other chronic pain conditions. And get this, it was Andy's idea to sell Actiq in lollipop form. Lollipop. I'm not kidding. You've got these freaking lollipops, each 100 times stronger than morphine. I didn't know any of this when I first hooked up with Andy. What I like to do most is sell things. I'll sell anything. I can sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves. That's how good I am. I don't give a shit what I sell as long as it makes me money. To me, this was a great business opportunity. I sell an attitude. I sell enthusiasm.
So he sells attitude. He sells enthusiasm. You know what he really sells? Himself. Because that's all he's ever cared about. From the day he popped out of his mama's belly, it was all about him. And Andy? He sells death in little pills. And I was in on it. I didn't know any of this when I had my job interview, but I signed on to it. Because the fact is, I'm just as rotten as they were. Only I was nicer about it.
Flashback to 2008, Buffalo.
Why do you have to be here, Andy? This is just an ordinary job interview.
Does it bother you that I'm here?
It does, actually. It's as if you're looking over my shoulder. Don't you trust me?
It's got nothing to do with you.
So why are you sitting in on my interview?
Well, I saw the file she emailed to us. The girl you're interviewing today.
Yeah, so?
Well, she included her photograph. I think she's kind of cute. I'd like to meet her.
What do you think we're running here? A tiki bar?
Only looking. No harm in looking, is there?
Well, unless she's a complete moron, we'll hire her. Great to meet you, Miss Reynolds. Please, come on in.
Glad to meet you.
Andrew, this is Amber Reynolds.
Hello, Miss Reynolds. Won't you sit down?
Thank you, Mr.
Dr. Andy Barber, and I'm the owner and CEO of this organization.
Oh, nice to meet you, Dr. Barber.
And I'm Jack Mullen, and I will be interviewing you.
Hello, Dr. Mullen, is it?
I'm not a doctor. I'm the HR and marketing director.
Boy, you've got a full plate on the table.
It's not that full if you enjoy what you do.
That's just so true.
Great. So let me give you some backstory on Acme Pharmaceuticals. The idea for this company came from...
Let's get back on point, shall we? Let's see you work as a go-go dancer. Do tell. How does one get into go-go dancing?
Well, I minored in dance when I was in college, and after I graduated, I tried to hook up with a dance company, but just wasn't able to. So I grabbed whatever offer came my way.
I'll bet you're a very good go-go dancer.
I don't know about that.
You're from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, Bedford, to be precise.
Brooklyn Community College.
Yep.
English major.
I thought I would write novels.
Novels and go-go dancing. Interesting. So, Amber, how did you wind up in Buffalo?
Started school here.
Going for your bachelor's?
Yep, and go-go dancing at night, part-time.
English major.
No, accounting. I'm much more practical now.
Currently employed at the Happy Hour Palace.
Palace, that's what they call it.
Well, what is it really?
An adult male club.
I appreciate your candor.
I mean, they do serve food, so I guess you could also call it a restaurant.
But no one goes there for the food, do they?
I'd say not.
I take it you're not satisfied working there.
Correct. It's very demeaning working there, you know? Not the dancing itself, but having to do it in front of an audience of whistling men. But the pay is higher than I would get as a secretary, so for the time being, I put up with it.
So safe to say you're looking for a career change.
Too right. I want something better. I don't want to spend the rest of my life dancing in front of, well, you know.
Have you ever done any selling at all?
No, but your advertisement said no experience necessary. I wouldn't have applied otherwise.
Of course it would be nice to have experience, but that's not the number one thing we're looking for.
What are you looking for?
Ambition. People who live and breathe this company. Does that sound over the top to you?
No.
Well, it is over the top. But this business demands being over the top. We want to go get it.
That's me.
Now, you need to know that in our industry, Purdue Pharma is the gold standard. Everybody compares themselves to them. They earn billions.
And we will, too, if we get the right people working for us. It's all about hard work and attitude. Amber, are you a hard worker?
As hard as they come.
Good. Well, now that I've shot my mouth off, I look forward to answering any questions that you may have.
Yeah, does this position involve training?
For sure. We wouldn't send you out there without training. Paid training.
Oh, that's fabulous. How long is the training?
3 weeks.
And ask us how generous the plan is.
Okay, how generous?
I was getting to that, Andy. There's no copay and no premium. You're fully covered, free of charge.
That's incredible.
This business generates enormous profits. That's how we're able to do this.
What about dental?
That's also free.
Prescription drugs?
Especially prescription drugs.
We're a pharmaceutical company, remember?
Of course. Silly me.
So, Amber, if I may call you that, do you consider yourself competitive?
I can be, if I have to.
Well, you'll have to. If you want to work here, at our company, the sales reps compete against each other. We offer prizes for the highest quarterly sales.
What sort of prizes?
Free trips, gift certificates, that sort of thing. But we expect each sales rep to sell a minimum amount of product.
Oh.
A company has a high overhead, free training, generous benefits. We have to justify all that by moving a high volume of product, which is why we'll ask you to sign an agreement before the training.
What's on the agreement?
Not to work for another pharmaceutical company for 3 years after leaving here.
Not that we expect you to leave so quickly. As I'm sure you understand, though, we have to protect ourselves.
Yeah, of course. But 3 years?
Yep. I realize 3 years is a long time, but that's just how it is.
I understand. Dan. Oh, by the way, what kind of drugs do you sell?
Painkillers.
Like aspirin?
Not aspirin. Opioids. Opioids are much more effective in treating pain.
You need to know that they're very strong. Stronger even than morphine.
The chronic pain industry is like the stock market during the 1920s. We're in the golden age of painkillers.
And our employees are the key to our success.
Yes, I choose them very carefully.
And what is it that you sell the most of?
OxyContin.
Okay, I think I've heard of it, vaguely.
Purdue Pharma has made an absolute fortune from it. And as you know, they are the front runners. Lately, we've also been keen on another product, though. It's called Actiq.
Actiq? What's that?
An opioid.
And it is 100 times stronger.
Stronger than morphine? Is that even possible?
Yes.
Who would want to take such a thing?
With all due respect, Amber, have you ever been in pain?
Well, sure.
No, I mean excruciating pain. 24 hours a day kind of pain.
No.
Well, if you had been, then you'd know the answer to that question. You would take anything that takes that pain away.
Well, thanks for explaining, Dr. Barber. I get it. So what kind of salary range are we talking about?
That's really up to you.
Could you give me a ballpark number?
Oh, I'd say $150,000.
Dollars?
I don't mean jelly beans. Maybe $200,000 if you work hard enough.
That's incredible.
Now, before you start spending all that loot, there is one major roadblock to overcome.
Oh, what's that?
We can't sell directly to the public. You can't pick this stuff up in supermarkets and shops.
Why not?
The government won't let us. Our target audience is not the general public. It's the physician. We call them whales.
Why do you call doctors whales?
You know about Moby Dick?
Yeah, of course. Read it in college.
So you remember Ahab, that guy with one leg who spends his time going after a whale? Our sales reps are like Ahab. They hunt whales too, only these whales wear white coats.
That's pretty funny.
It's not meant to be.
You would be trained as a hunter.
But the weapon here is not a spear or a gun. Psychology. That's your weapon.
Did you take any psych courses in college, Amber?
Yeah, just intro psych.
It doesn't matter. We'll train you our own way. You see, doctors are like anyone else. They have their egos, their hangups, their likes, their dislikes. And that's good for us. The sales rep finds all this out. Don't think about the patient at all. That's a doctor's job, not yours. Your job is to sell. Capiche?
Yes. Understood. Loud and clear.
The worst thing for a sales rep to do is to allow your emotions to creep in. If you do, you're dead. Now, can you handle this rep?
Yes, definitely. I'm okay with all of it, really.
Good. Now, there's another important thing you should know.
What's that?
We expect a minimum return of at least 2-1.
How difficult is it to achieve a 2-1 return?
That really depends on you.
Have we scared you off yet?
No way. I like a challenge.
The good news is that you'll be given plenty of support.
Support?
Goodies is a way of helping doctors make up their mind.
Oh, I get to hand out the goodies to the doctors whether they prescribe or not, right?
Are you nuts? What do you think we're running here, a freaking food bank? Around here, nothing is free.
Sorry. Should have realized that.
I can see you learn real quick. During training, you'll be taught certain strategies so that when you walk into his office, you'll be able to tell in the first 10 seconds how to tackle him, what speech to give him. It's very scientific, precise psychology.
So they're all male doctors then?
You will only be seeing male doctors. Does that bother you?
No, why should it?
So you still wish to be considered for a position here?
Definitely.
Very well. We treat our sales rep like rock stars. Oh, one more thing. If you are hired, you'll have to take a drug test. You got any objections?
No, but...
But what?
Well, sometimes. I occasionally smoke grass. Not often, but sometimes.
Is it good stuff?
Best. I take care of myself.
What about cocaine or heroin?
Oh, no. I'm not into that.
Good. Well, on that note, this interview is concluded, unless you have something to add.
No. It's all very clear. Thank you. I'd just like to know about when will you make your decision?
A few days. We'll be in touch.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
Bye. It was a real pleasure to meet you, Amber.
Thanks.
So, what do you think, Jack?
She's good. Let's get her signed up.
Really? Do you think she'll work out then?
Yep. She's hungry, and that's what matters.
And she is easy on the eye.
You got a crush on her?
No, I just think she'll do very well with the male doctors.
Let's bring her in. If she doesn't work out, we can drop her during the training.
2 months later, Amber is now fully trained. We find her at a new physician's office to meet Dr. Van Zelt. Dr. Bill is a busy doctor with a young family and a student loan of $108,000 to pay off, a debt which keeps him up at night worrying how he's going to pay it back.
Good morning, Dr. Van Zelt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks.
Fabulous.
And I believe you're from...
Acme, Acme's Pharmaceuticals. Amber Reynolds.
Pleasure to meet you, Ms. Reynolds.
You too, Dr. Bill. You know, Buffalo is not known for beautiful weather, but today it's just fabulous.
It is. Nice and warm.
I do prefer warm weather myself, though I am from Brooklyn. And where are you from?
Texas.
Wow. I've never met anyone from Texas.
You have now.
That's right. Small world, isn't it?
Ms. Reynolds, I don't mean to be rude, but as you can see, I have a very full waiting room and a lot of people to see. So could you tell me why you're here?
I am here to tell you about a fantastic new product. It's called OxyContin, and it's just the best thing for chronic pain.
OxyContin's not that new. It's been around for a while.
Oh, so you're familiar with it?
I've heard of it. Of course, I'm a physician, but I don't know all the details.
Well, I'm here to fill you in. We at Acme wish to form a special relationship with local doctors.
Special? You want us to prescribe OxyContin?
Well, yes.
I've never dealt with OxyContin. Not sure I want to either.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
So what am I missing?
It is the most effective and safe painkiller for serious pain. And as I said, we at Acme wish to form a special relationship with local physicians.
I don't know. OxyContin can be very addictive.
Not if the doctor prescribes in the correct doses. It's perfectly safe.
So do you have the data on that?
Our testing laboratories have worked out the most scientific and safe way of prescribing OxyContin with zero risk of addiction.
Oh, really?
Yes, bona fide data. Plus, I need to tell you all about the wonderful advantages our company offers in general.
Just to let you know, I got a visit from Purdue Pharma.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say?
It was a she.
Was it Sally Wilson?
That was her. Know her?
We bump into each other every so often.
Competitor?
Guess so.
And they also want to form a special relationship with doctors.
Oh, what was Sally's offer?
She asked me not to tell.
Okay.
But I am interested in what you have to say, so I can compare your offer to theirs.
Well, that's fair enough. We have wonderful benefits and prizes for our doctors.
How does that work?
Let me explain. Look, I have a brochure here. Here is the basic outline of the compensation plan for you doctors. See? It's really generous.
Okay.
We have many other things to offer as well. More, I think, than Purdue Pharma.
Effective dose campaign. What's that?
It's a very popular feature in our company. It involves titration.
What's titration?
But simply, that's when you write higher and higher prescription dosages for the patients.
Whoa, not sure about that feature. It's the patient's well-being that matters most.
Absolutely. That's number one. Let me explain it better. Titration means increasing the dosages in tiny, tiny, tiny doses so the patient is not harmed.
What do I have to do?
Well, all you have to do is follow the prescription plan exactly as described in the brochure, and you will receive more and more bonuses, and of course, at no risk to your patients.
What's the range of dosages?
Well, 100 micrograms is a low dose.
And the highest dosage available?
1,600 micrograms.
Holy cow! That's enough to knock out an elephant.
It is potentially lethal, but that's not the point.
What is the point?
That you don't have to prescribe it all at once. You do it gradually, as I said before, tiny dosages. All the other doctors do it this way.
You don't say. Who have you met with so far?
Dr. Jeffries.
Don't know him.
Dr. Bernstein.
Him neither.
Dr. Harrington?
Bob Harrington?
That's him.
Nice guy. And a very good doctor.
Oh, he's just fabulous.
However, I'm not sure. I just don't know much about OxyContin. And don't like prescribing something without doing my due diligence.
Read the brochure first, and then I'll send you more literature. In no time at all, you'll be an expert. Plus, all the other doctors, including Dr. Harrington, prescribe in this way. You can even ask him yourself if you have any concerns.
So how often do you pay the bonus?
At the end of each month.
And what's the average of the bonus?
Well, it varies each month. But I can tell you that last year, one of our doctors prescribed $2 million worth of OxyContin.
This $2 million that he prescribed, what kind of bonus does that work out for him?
He received $180,000.
Interesting. What's the percentage?
8%. That's the doctor's cut. And I'll bet it's a far better deal than you get with Purdue Pharma.
Maybe.
Oh, and there's another great benefit. As a participating doctor, you would be eligible for our speakers program.
What's that?
You would receive a speaker's fee to attend professional gatherings.
But I would have to give speeches. I don't do speeches.
No. Of course not.
Then what do I do to earn the fee?
Anything you want. Golf, shuffleboard. You ever play shuffleboard?
No.
Then here's your chance to learn.
So let's be clear here. I get a speaker's fee for not making speeches?
Exactly. And you know, the fabulous places where the meetings are held, Las Vegas, Palm Beach. I mean, it's not like you're going to have to spend 4 days in Pittsburgh.
So what's in it for you?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I do have a personal stake in the amount you prescribe. The sales rep who gets their doctors to prescribe the highest amount overall wins a cash prize.
Like a game show.
Yeah, the price is right. Come on down.
With the OxyContin, you're dealing with an opioid. It's very tricky stuff.
But you're a doctor, and we are experts and produce the very best quality of OxyContin.
What's the addiction rate of OxyContin?
Probably even less than 1%.
Probably.
Very likely. But in any case, don't worry. It's a safe opioid. I wouldn't push anything that could do harm to the patient. Oh, before I forget, I have a present for you.
A lollipop? Shall I give it to my son?
No, oh no, for heaven's sakes, don't give it to him.
Why not?
It's an opioid lollipop.
What?
An opioid lollipop. And this lollipop is our newest product from our company. It's called Actique, and it's amazing.
It's crazy. Making lollipops out of opioids?
It is crazy on the surface. But it turns out the stuff absorbs faster when you lick it compared to taking a pill. This lollipop is going to be a big seller for us. And if you do come on board, you'll be able to share in the profits, which means even more financial incentive for you.
Maybe. But my patient's health has to come first.
Of course. That is without question.
I'm not sure. Let me think about it.
And let me add this. Whatever offer you got from Purdue Pharma will surpass it. That's how much we want you on our team. What do you say?
Like I already said, let me think about it. There's a lot to consider.
Sure. I'll follow up in a few days, and here's my card if you have any more questions. Seriously, doctor, this is a brilliant opportunity for you and your patients. What have you got to lose?
Eight months later.
How do you do, Mr. Fremont?
Glad to finally meet you, Dr. Bill. You're hard to reach.
My practice is very full. Not a lot of spare time.
I'm sure. You got quite the setup here.
It's okay, I guess.
More than that. Standing room only in the waiting room. It's even spilling out into the parking lot.
You say so.
I do say so. You're like a rock star.
My secretary said you're with the FDA.
And so I am.
Mind if I see some identification?
Oh, not at all. I am required to do so.
Josiah Fremont.
Joe, I don't like Josiah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, my parents never consulted me about the name when I was born, and I've hated them ever since.
Beg your pardon?
I'm just joking. I love my parents.
That's a relief. What do you want with me, Joe?
Well, we've been doing some examining.
Oh?
Yes, doctors are not the only ones who do examinations.
What have you been examining?
You.
Me?
You. This is always the most awkward part of my visits, telling the targeted person they're being investigated. They tend to get nervous.
Is that what I am? A target?
I'm so sorry. A poor choice of words. Accurate, but a poor choice.
Why am I a target? You can tell me everything. I have nothing to hide.
Well, that's heartwarming to hear. Most of the doctors we investigate don't handle it as well as you.
Thank you.
I'm here because my office received a complaint about you.
What complaint? Who made the complaint?
That's confidential.
Don't I have a right to know my accuser?
Well, you have every right.
Well?
Well, I have no right to tell you.
So be it.
I noticed in the waiting room that you have a sign listing the price of OxyContin, Actique, and various depressants into different dosages.
What of it?
Just wondering, that's all.
My pharma rep suggested I do it. She said other doctors do it, too.
I've noticed it in my travels.
Don't you think the patients would want to know up front the cost of everything?
Certainly.
So what's the problem?
Well, there's no problem, but...
So what?
Well, it's just that if I were a physician, I would discuss prices with each patient individually, in private, not like in a supermarket.
It's more convenient to put up a sign.
Well, I guess so.
And you're not a physician.
Well, that's for sure. Anyway, I'm officially informing you that you are under investigation.
What the hell?
Do you have an attorney?
No.
I suggest you get one. A criminal attorney.
Criminal?
A good criminal attorney. If you'd like, I can recommend several. You don't realize the situation you're in.
What situation am I in?
You are accused of running a pill factory.
That's utter nonsense. Are you insane?
There are other accusations.
What else?
Bribery.
Bribery? You must be kidding.
I think you know what I'm getting at.
No, I don't. Enlighten me.
Those meetings you attend are sponsored by Acme.
What about them?
Well, they pay you a speaker's fee.
How do you know?
It's right there in the company's financial statement.
That's not bribery.
It is if you don't do any speaking for the speaker's fee, Dr. Bill.
How do you know that I don't speak?
We had people attend the meetings. You didn't make any speeches. You were paid off by Acme, plain and simple.
No, I wasn't. You got this all wrong. Seriously.
No, doctor, by the time a case arrives at my desk, there's already a large amount of evidence that's been built up. I don't come here until then. In this way, I'm able to back up what I claim. That's how Uncle Sam works.
You can't prove bribery.
Well, you may be right. If you hire one of the lawyers I recommend to you, you might beat the rap. But that's not our main concern. Our main concern is the pill factory.
Pill factory.
As I said before, when I came here, I noticed your patients were lined up in the parking lot. Many of them were sitting on the ground drinking Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew. They had that Cadillac High look.
What's that?
Cadillac High look is that zoinked out look you see in people when they take too much Oxycontin and antidepressant. What you end up with is a parking lot full of zombies.
Every prescription I wrote was appropriate.
Well, we'll see what the medical board has to say. They've been contacted.
So that's the score.
Looks pretty bad for you.
Look, I've done nothing wrong. Just helping my patients with their health issues. You're out to get me.
We're not out to get you.
If not, you're doing a very good imitation.
You married, doctor?
As if you didn't know.
And two kids? Yeah, you could lose your medical license. Probably will. And then there's prison looking you right in the face. You're really behind the eight ball.
Thanks for not rubbing it in.
But it doesn't have to come to that.
What are you driving at?
If you help us, we'll help you.
You want me to cooperate with you?
If you don't mind, it would be most helpful.
What do you want me to do?
We're after the head of the company.
Andy Barber?
Andy Barber. Do you like him?
So let's cut the crap. Get down to business.
We want you to help us get evidence against Barber and his associates. We want you to appear as a prosecution witness at his trial.
He's going to be indicted?
Well, obviously. And we want information from you on several other physicians.
So that they'll provide information on me.
We need corroborating evidence. This is how we obtain it.
A pretty dirty business you people run.
We do. Drug pushing is a dirty game, Dr. Bill. Oh, we also want you to wear a hidden wire.
Like the mafia?
Like with the mafia. A white collar mafia. A mafia with medical degrees and MBAs. And no one's forcing you to wear a wire, but...
But what?
You've got to start thinking of yourself. You're in real danger of losing your license. By helping us, the medical board might go easier on you.
Might go easier?
I can't guarantee it, but a recommendation of leniency from us goes a long way with them.
By being a freaking stool pigeon?
By being a stool pigeon.
Oh, terrific.
Don't worry. You'll get used to it. They usually do. It's really exciting. It's like being in a movie.
So how does it work?
Well, a couple of technicians will show you what to do. They'll also put a tap on your phone.
Oh, good Lord.
We're pigs. We want everything we can get from the doctors, secretaries, your sales, and your pharmaceutical rep.
My pharmaceutical rep?
Yes. Why?
But I don't feel comfortable doing this to her.
She is a major source of information.
I know.
Then why do you hesitate?
She's a nice person.
That's your reason. She's a nice person?
Yes.
Every one of them is a nice person.
Look, I'll wear the wire with the others, but not with her.
Doctor, you are in no position to be choosy.
I won't wear the wire with her.
She is a participant. We want her words on tape. You will wear the wire or else I will report that you are not cooperating and the rest of your life will be in charcoal.
You win. I got no choice, do I?
1 month later, Bill and Amber.
So, sweetie,
How long will your wife be away?
A week, I think.
With the kids? How convenient.
Convenient?
No sneaking around corners, at least for a little while. Where's she going? You told me, but I forgot.
Seattle.
What's out there?
Her parents.
Fabulous area, the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
You know, you are really hot.
You think so?
Anyone ever tell you that?
No.
Not even your wife?
She doesn't have to. We're married.
No, I mean before you were married.
No, she's not that sort of person.
Well, I am that sort of person. Or maybe I've just got a thing for white coats.
No kidding.
Represents authority. Bill, honey, you seem a little distracted. Is something bothering you?
Why do you think that?
I don't know. You seem... I don't know.
So, what's the latest gossip at the office?
Huh?
How's Jack been acting?
Ugh, oh, him. Jack is Jack. Son of a bitch.
What's he done now?
Well, he raised the return on investment to 3 to 1. Now we have to pull in $3 for every dollar we spend.
What was it for? 2 to 1?
Yeah, 2 to 1.
That's not such a big increase.
That's a 50% increase in output. I have to hustle for 50% more now.
Why the increase? They must be making a fortune already.
They are. They're cleaning up.
So what's the problem?
The problem is Jack was just given equity. He's now a part owner.
Why would Andy do a dumb thing like that?
Jack threatened to quit if he didn't get what he wanted. Scared the shit out of Andy.
But it's Andy's company.
But Jack built it up. Andy doesn't know diddly squat about business.
How'd you find out about all this? I mean, about Jack threatening to quit.
Andy's secretary. I buddied up to her. She gives me the lowdown.
She's very useful.
No, that's too cold-blooded a word.
Okay. Helpful then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Helpful.
She knows everything, right?
You ain't kidding.
I suppose the farmer reps are angry over the increase in quota.
Oh, they're all hopping mad, just like me.
I bet some of them will spill the beans.
About what?
I'm just thinking out loud. Don't pay any attention.
I won't.
Let's get a bite to eat. Today I have fancy Mexican.
I have to talk to you first.
About what?
I think you know.
No, I don't.
I just told you, silly.
Told me what?
About the quota increase. Haven't you been listening? Earth's a bell. Earth's a bell.
You want me to write even more prescriptions?
Yeah.
50% more?
No.
But you said 50% more.
I've got other doctors, certainly not all on your head.
Ah, so you already asked them.
Not all of them, not yet.
But some of them did agree to write more prescriptions.
Bill, what is all this?
What's the matter?
Why are you so curious about the other doctors?
I just want to know who said they'd write more prescriptions. Come on, spill the beans.
Okay, but keep this to yourself.
My lips are sealed.
Dr. Kahn, Dr. Abramowitz. Dr. Schaefer.
Wow. They all agreed to do it?
Yes. And now I'm asking you.
Let me think about it.
What's there to think about?
Plenty.
Plenty of what?
Plenty of plenty.
I'm asking you for help and you refuse me and you're stalling.
I'm sorry. I can't help you. Not on this anyway. No way.
Bill, I thought we were friends.
Yep. So did I.
Friends help friends.
Usually.
But this isn't one of those usuallys, is it?
I'm sorry, but I can't increase the prescriptions like that.
No, you mean you won't?
I won't.
Tell me why. I want to know.
The patient who overdosed, it got me thinking. Maybe I should change course.
That happened 3-4 months ago, and you blamed the patient for overdosing. You yourself never felt any remorse.
I did, actually, but I didn't want to burden you with how I felt.
Bill, you're bullshitting me.
How can you tell?
Oh, I can smell it plain as day.
You should get a job as a police dog.
Tell me why you won't help me out. Cut the crap and tell me why.
All right, I'll tell you. I've got trouble.
What sort of trouble?
Trouble. What are you, my mother? The FDA.
What about them?
They came to see me.
When?
Last month.
Last month?
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me?
No.
Thanks a lot.
I didn't want to worry you.
Bullshit.
Have it your way.
So, what did the FDA want?
Me.
You.
Among others.
Why?
It's obvious to me now, but not then. Not when the money was piling up.
Well, it's not obvious to me. Would you mind filling in the picture?
Uncle Sam is going after us. That's the picture. The FDA seems to resent what we've been doing.
What did they say?
They gave me no choice. Cooperate or else.
Or else what?
Lose my license and likely do jail time.
You have the legal right to prescribe medication. You are a doctor. They can't touch you. That is what Jack said.
It's a matter of quantity. They say I acted as an illegal distributor of narcotics. They also know I took speaker's fees without doing any speaking.
How do they know?
They had spies attend the conferences.
It's not fair.
I think they call it bribery.
They can't prove anything. They're bluffing.
I can't take that chance. I've got a wife and two kids to think about.
Did the FDA mention me?
You're on their radar.
How do you know?
Because they wiretapped my office. They caught you on tape.
They what?
You heard me.
You knew they did this.
Well, obviously, it's my office.
And you just let me talk while they recorded everything.
More or less.
You bastard! You sold me out!
I'm sorry, but I have my wife and kids to think about.
What the hell is going to happen to me?
Don't worry, darling. I can recommend a really good lawyer.
Eight months later, after the trials.
I didn't know those two were an item. Not until the trial. Not that I minded. I encouraged such things. It was good for business. It fosters loyalty. Though in Amber's case, it didn't quite work out with Bill. But she did beat the rep. And now she's back working as a go-go dancer in front of horny middle-aged men with the tongues hanging out. She was like Cinderella, briefly in the big time. Then midnight struck and she turned back into a pumpkin. In a way, I was Cinderella too. But it lasted longer for me. Anyway, I got a few new irons in the fire. A real good potential with another pharmaceutical. This one sells earwax remover and the new Viagra that never fails. Ha, you never know. I might need it myself one day.
Well, that was some crazy wild ride. And now back to the grind of dancing for my dinner. Same old pervert, same old crap. Jesus, what is it with these dudes? Were they brought up in a zoo where females didn't exist? How do their wives put up with it? I guess they don't, which is why they end up at the palace. Huh. Anywho, I'm still working on my exit plan and long-term career strategy so I can hot-foot it away from this dump. Next time, I will be a little more choosy about what business I get into and with whom I hook up. Yet, I'm still keeping my dreams alive. You never know what might be around the corner, do you?
I was convicted and sentenced to 5 years imprisonment to be served at the federal penitentiary in Atlanta. I was also fined $5 million. I've lost everything, including my Lexus. My case is currently on appeal, so I'm temporarily free. I filed for bankruptcy. But Jack, he did a plea bargain. They let him keep his BMW and some of his money, and he avoided prison, all in exchange for testifying against me. This is his gratitude. From what I later heard, it took about 4 seconds to convince him to do it. According to him, it was all my doing. My lawyers tried to take him apart in the cross-examination, but he was too slick for them. Why wasn't I offered a plea bargain? They were going to get me no matter what, even if they had to get into bed with a piece of trash like Jack. That's how the government works, and God help you if you get on their bad side. I still don't think I did anything wrong. A product, I mean any product, no matter what it is no better or worse than how it's utilized. All I did was make the stuff. It was the doctors who prescribed it and the patients who took it. That's where the problem was. And I had no control over that. It wasn't my fault. What did I do to merit a prison sentence? I mean, look at me. I'm an immigrant who escaped tyranny. I came here, worked hard, and built up a business. I was just trying to get ahead. Isn't that what we're all about in this country? Isn't that the American dream?
Thank you for listening to Cadillac High, written by Steve Gold. The performance was recorded live online with an international cast and edited, adapted, and produced for audio broadcast by RebCat Creations. Please follow us on our social media. Details are linked in the show notes. We hope you enjoyed the production.